It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
And as we welcome you this afternoon to Olathe, Kansas, it's Benedictine College Basketball here on K-Radio, the Ravens, here in the heart of American Athletic Conference, being hosted by Mid-America. Welcome, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here courtside, and they got this thing underway a couple of minutes early. We are almost a minute into the ballgame, and Benedictine leading it 3-2. Josie Weiser hitting a quick three on the first Lady Raven possession. Mid-America has answered, and BC's got the basketball. For Mid-America, Jordan Gonzalez and Brianna Pitts, Trail Sean Smith, Banda Kuamba, and Ariel Sargent. For Benedictine and the Lady Ravens, it's going to be the five we've grown accustomed to with Allie Kramer and Josie Weiser. Josie goes for another three here, missing. Rebounding it down is Mid-America. Twyla Carasquillo, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Rain. Mid-America with the basketball into the poor court. A little over a minute into the game. It is a 3-2 Raven lead. The shot is up for three. Rattles and bounces, and it goes in. And Kuamba will have her first points in the ball game. The Benedictine lead is gone. They trail now at 4. That's wrong. They gave her a 2 for that. They're going to call it 2, so it is 4-3. Let me fix my book. Here's a shot underneath by BC. It's going to go up. No good. We're rebounding it back down. Will be Mid-America. Now it's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Pioneer Basketball checking out of the game for BC. Twyla coming out here in the first 2 minutes of the game. Walking down to the end of the bench. I'm not sure that she is 100%. Coming into the game is going to be Riley. Riley Wade will come in for BC. Riley at home here. Native of Olathe, Kansas. Mid-America with the basketball leading at 4-3. 7:47 to go. Baseline shot is up, way short. Follow shot is up, no good. And we'll have a whistle and a foul against Benedictine. Whistle is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. It'll be her first. Team foul won by either club. Mid-America is coming to the free throw line and stepping up there for the Lady Pioneers. It's going to be Trell Sean Smith. She's a 5'8" senior from Ashland, Missouri, coming out of Moberly Community College. Charles on coming up to the line. Nice crowd on hand here today. It's certainly not standing room only, but it's a nice crowd. Charles on taking plenty of time. She's getting this thing squared up nicely and puts it right in. Took a minute, got it where she wanted it to go. That'll be her third point of the afternoon. It is now a, even though the scoreboard doesn't reflect it, it should be a 5-3 lead, I think. Lowest free throw shooter I've seen in a while. Second free throw is good. And Smith will get them both. That will make it a 6-3 ball game. It's 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine back into the forecourt with the basketball. Slide down the right side. It's going to be Riley Wade. Comes out on top. The feed comes into the middle, and the Ravens are going to lob it over to the left side. Kramer's able to haul it in, cuts back into the middle of the lane, drives down toward the baseline, puts up a wild running shot. It's up and no good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Wade. Riley in the lane, comes out on top. Josie goes three. Nope. Long, long rebound. Corralled by Mid-America. Vonda Kuamba coming up with a basketball. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America with the early lead in the ballgame at 6-3. They've got the ball, swings around to the left side to Jordan Gonzalez. Gonzalez with a one-hand push pass over to the left wing. Driving into the lane is going to be Kuamba. She'll put the shot on his way. No good. Josie rebounds it down. Gets it away to Kramer. Alley weaves first to the left, then to the right. Spins into the lane. Travels. Nope. Rebound tipped down off the missed shot. Pulled down by Wade. Back to the right side. It's going to come. Kramer. Top side. Reigns. So Benedictine's going to work the perimeter a little bit. Little hook pass into the lane. Back and in. Back and in. The shot is going to be up by Jacobs. It's no good. And the rebound out of bounds. No. Saved by Mid-America down to the baseline. It is going to be Pioneer basketball. 6.5 to go in the rapidly moving opening quarter. Mid-America leading it here 6-3. Benedictine took that early lead on the Josie Weiser three-point shot. But since then, it has been all Lady Pioneers. Here's a baseline shot. No good. Jacobs with a rebound. And Benedictine is going to send twins to the free throw line. Both Kennedy Nicholson and Michaela Bauman coming to the scorer's table, getting set to check in. Driving first to the right side, then to the left, putting up a running shot, missing it. Allie Kramer kind of lost a handle on the ball, and as she tried to regain it, she misses the point-blank layup. You can tell she's upset with herself as she's coming out of the game. Kramer coming out, Weiser coming out, and here comes Benedictine. They're going to be putting in a play at their offensive baseline, trailing by three, just inside 6 to go in the opening quarter here in Olathe. It comes out on top, Riley Wade. She'll start to the right side, plays off the screen, goes into the baseline, up and in, Wade for two. Riley Wade may have a big game here today, inspired by what's got to be a lot of family and friends who are on hand to watch her this afternoon here in her hometown. Feed over to the right side for Mid-America. Rachel Siebold has come in, and she's going to lose the handle on the ball, but they'll say it's going to be slapped out of bounds off Benedictine and Michaela Bauman. One foul so far in the ballgame, and that's been against Benedictine, and we're 4.5 minutes into the game. Pioneers will be putting it into the baseline with 16 on the shot clock. They'll kick it in over to the left side to Gonzalez. Jordan will drive to the top, pulls up for dribble, guarded by Kennedy. Back out top side, it's going to go to Smith. Charles Sean cuts back to the right side, plays off the screen, goes all the way to the baseline. Shot is up. No, we will have a whistle, a foul, and this one is going to be on Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs picking up foul number one, Benedictine team foul two, and we've got Twyla right back to the scorer's table. And Jacobs is going to come out. So for Benedictine, on the right side of the lane is going to be Reigns and Carrasquillo. On the left side of the lane is going to be Bauman and Wade. And in the backcourt, Kennedy Nicholson. Coming into the lineup for Mid-America on the timeout is going to be Allison French. She's a 5'11 junior from Clinton, Missouri. She transferred here from Central Methodist. Again, at the free throw line, Charles Sean Smith. It'll take a moment. First one on its way, and it is good. She is 3 of 3 at the free throw line. One more shot coming here for Charles Sean. Now, if you're in the gymnasium and you're looking around and you're looking for Mid-America head coach John Lewis and you think you can't find him, maybe you can't. Free throw is good. She'll get them both. She is 4-4 at the line, pushing the Mid-America lead now to 8-5. 5:21 to go. First quarter. Wade has the top side for Benedictine. Over to the left, it goes to Reigns. She'll drive down to the baseline, comes off the screen, feeds it back across. Riley, twisting, turning. Has it knocked out of her hand. It's on the floor, rolling around. It's kicked, and Mid-America's going to pick it up right in front of the Pioneer bench. And then Wade tries to get it back, and she will commit a foul. Here's the reason you're not going to find Coach Lewis. Oh, he's here. He's right on the bench. You just don't recognize him. He is sporting a beard. So there. Don't quite know who it is the first time you look. Here's a 17-footer up and short. Bauman's going to rebound it down, and Benedictine coming back up the floor. Basketball. At 4:44 to go in the opening half, Lady Ravens have the ball, trailing it by three at 8-5. Top side is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson gets it over to Riley Wade. Wade, top of the key, swings it over to the left side to Bauman. She's working in front of Jordan Gonzalez. Back over to the right, it'll come to Nicholson. You're going to get Kramer back into the game. Here's a runner's up and short for Benedictine. BC challenges the middle, but it won't go in for Kennedy. Back up with it will come Mid-America. Inside 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. 8-5 Lady Pioneers. Topside with a basketball, McKenzie Mancy. McKenzie's a 6'1 freshman from Lansing. Here's a three from the outside. No good. Offensive board followed home. Jordan Gonzalez will have her first points of the game, and Benedictine trailing it now. 10-5. Largest lead for either team so far today. Here's a shot from in the middle. It will be a foul called on Mid-America. Ronnie Wade drove into the middle. Riley's absolutely playing hard out there. Before the first free throw is taken, Reigns will check out of the game, and back in for Benedictine will come Allie Kramer. Stepping to the free throw line for Benedictine, it's Riley Wade. She's got 2 points this afternoon. That one is short. Right now, Benedictine is 2 of 10 shooting the basketball, and that includes 1 of 3 from three-point range. Second free throw for Riley. It is way short also. Rebounded Twyla. She just launches it up. No foul called. It's going to go out of bounds down to the baseline. And back it is going to come to Mid-America. Pioneers taking a little time as they're going to make a substitution, bringing Ariel Sargent back in. Ariel is a 6-foot junior from Stillwell. She went to Blue Valley Southwest High School. So Mid-America with a couple of 6-foot players in the game right now, and we're at 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. Mid-America with the ball, with the lead. They're in front at 10-5. Lobbing it out on top. It's in the hands of Mancy. She'll dish it to the top. Here's a three. Wide to the left side. Both of these teams shooting poorly in the early going. Back out on top again. It's going to come. Mid-America, here's Sebo shoots, misses. Rebound in the middle. It's going to be knocked away. Rebounding it down to the running and layup is going to be up and good. Ariel Sargent has her first bucket of the game. And Benedictine stumbling and kind of falling around. Not as sharp as they need to be to win in a tough place like this. We'll be back. Time out of the court. Joseph at 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. In Olathe, it's Mid-America 12, Benedictine 5.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine will be putting the ball in play from the training, from deep in the backcourt, trailing by 7 at 12-5. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Counselby here, courtside, down on the floor here at Rocky Lamar Court. On the campus of Mid-America. Here's driving down the left side. Twyla's layup is up and no good, and Benedictine continues to be struggling to hit a shot. They are now 2 of 12, 16%. Three-point shot, no good for Mid-America. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. They're going to call a jump ball. Allie Kramer getting tangled up with Brianna Petter. Possession arrow will go to the Lady Ravens. Back into the game for Benedictine will come Josie Weiser. Michaela Bauman comes out. Michaela's in the game for kind of a period of time, did not take a shot. Ultimately has one rebound in over 3 minutes. And here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Comes out on top to Kramer. Allie swings it left. Riley. Wade will give it up top side. Twyla. Back over it comes. Kramer out on top. Nicholson. She'll drive into the lane. Splits three defenders. Lays it up. Missed a layup. Ravens have missed so many 3 to 5 foot shots in this opening quarter. Mid-America back down the floor with it over to the right edge. She'll dump it over to the side of the free throw line. Cutting to the baseline. The runner's up and no good. Offensive rebound. Pulled down. The shot from the left side. It's a three. Airborne and missing. No foul called here. BC will rebound it down. Kramer will bring it up the court. She gets double teamed to the backcourt. Kicks it over to the left side. And the Ravens in the forecourt. Dumps it down baseline. Kennedy for three. No! Rebound Mid-America. And Benedictine absolutely can't buy a point. Back to the other end of the court they go. Lady Ravens now 2 of 14 shooting the basketball here in the opening quarter. We're at 2 minutes to play. The feed will come in the middle of the lane, backing in, dropping an elbow, turning, shooting, it's missed. Rebound, BC. Kramer comes out with the basketball. This is not calling a ton of fouls here. Letting them play, plenty of contact. Three fouls by Benedictine, one by Mid-America so far in the game. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Nicholson will drive in, dumps it over to Twyla, who is snoozing. Did not see it coming in. Benedictine is going to throw it away. Into the game for Benedictine, you're going to get Kiana Herrera. Kiana is back today. She has been out with an injury, but back into the, apparently into the game here today. Jennifer Jenkins is out there, also for Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines, they're with Josie Weiser and Allie Kramer. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Pioneers with the basketball in a 12-5 lead. Mid-America around to the left side, back into the lane, lobs it off on top, all alone, the uncontested three, way off the mark. And the long rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. It will come back to Benedictine. So I'm talking about how Benedictine's not shooting very well. The 2 of 14, that's 14%, 1 of 4 from the outside. But for Mid-America, not a lot better. They're hitting 4 of 18, they're hitting 22%, and they are 0 for 6 three-point shooting in the game so far. Both of these teams struggling on a early Saturday afternoon. On the floor underneath is Jacob. She will turn, miss a point-blank shot. Back up and we'll come Mid-America. We're inside a minute to go in the first. Lady Ravens can't get out of this quarter quickly enough, I wouldn't think. They'll come to the right side. 14-footer misses for Mid-America. Rebounding it down is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. 40 seconds left in the opening quarter. Round to the left side is going to be Weiser. That was a nice flop. That was nice by Pettis. Pitchers didn't bite, and again, they're not calling a lot of fouls. Kramer kicks it off down low, driving in, kicking it over into the corner. Weiser will go three. Nope. Another missed shot for Benedictine. 20 seconds to play. First quarter. BC is now 2 of 15 at 13% shooting the ball. 12 seconds, 11, the shot clock is off. Holding the ball up topside is going to be Trelshawn Smith. She'll push it off on top to Kuamba. Back over to the left side is going to be Pettis. 3 seconds. Pettis, jump shot, good for two. Ground up. Pettis will have her first bucket. You hear the buzzer. That's the end of what's been a tough first quarter for the Lady Ravens. We'll be back after one in Olathe. It's Mid-America 14, Benedictine 5.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Happy to have you back with us here in Olathe, Kansas. A beautiful Saturday afternoon out of doors and a great mid-December day for playing college basketball here on Rocky Mamar Court. Welcome back, everybody. Ultimately, Benedictine, 12 of 16 in the opening quarter. Mid-America, 5 of 20. Lady Pioneers, 0 for 6 from the outside. Although they were 4 of 4 at the free throw line, Benedictine 0 for 2 at the stripe. Mid-America out-rebounded Benedictine 16-14. So you're talking 30. The Elvis missed shots. 30 combined rebounds in the first quarter for these two teams. Here we go into the second quarter. Mid-America will have it in play. And they will bring it in. And the Ravens are going to steal the inbound. Nicely done by Allie Kramer. The Ravens have shaken off the offensive doldrums in the break between quarters. Out on top, here's Josie, a long three. There it is, Josie. She has hit her second three of the ballgame. That's about the point in time in the opening quarter when she hit her first three. Benedictine is back on the board, now trailing at 14-8. We're at 9:20 to play in the opening half now. Mid-America works it down. Lady Pioneers are extremely good. Here's a shot in the middle. It's going to be blocked away. Taken away by Benedictine and stolen back by Mid-America. They'll send a shot up. It's no good. And this time the rebound is going to be lost out of play. Back, it'll come to the Lady Ravens. Mid-America coming into the game today, 10-5 on the season, 7-3 in the conference. Benedictine coming into the game today at 6-10 overall, 3-7 in the heart. for BC. It'll be put in play in the backcourt by Kiana Herrera. She's out of St. Joe, Missouri. Ravens right side, Jennifer Jacobs has it knocked out of her hand, able to recover it. Herrera back to Jacobs, the left side of the lane, spinning, trying to drive in, kicks it down low, trying to get the shot away. It's up, but it won't go in for Reigns, and the rebound will be launched out of play by Mid-America, and we're going to get a Pioneer timeout. Coach Lewis, beard and all, way out on the floor, and he is steamed. We're taking a break at 9:01 to go in the half. Mid-America 14, Benedictine 8.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Mid-America. Lady Ravens will have it in their forecourt. 8:58 to play, opening half. Mid-America in front here, 14-8. And for Benedictine, Josie Weiser has six of those eight. Inbound it comes, and the shot is going to go up and missed again by Allie Kramer. Allie having some struggles here in the early going of the game today. She is 0-for-4 shooting the basketball. Pioneers with it up top side. It's going to be Gonzalez. Skips it over to the right side where the long shot is up. It misses. Rebound tipped out. Josie clears it down. She'll bring it up the floor, looking into the middle. Gets there to Kramer. Allie will drive straight down the middle. Jumps it over to Josie. Goes up and hits it for two. Nice play down the court. Assist to Kramer. And Josie having a good opening half at 8 points now. It is 14-10 Mid-America. We're a little over 8 minutes to go in the half. Pioneers have yet to score in the second quarter. They'll drive it down to the baseline right, horse it up. The shot is up and no good. Rebound is going to be battled for and lost out of bounds. No, saved by Benedictine. Ravens, they're going to come into the forecourt with it. Josie gets it out on top. Herrera, and back it will come to Allie Kramer. Allie out of Nemaha Central. Backing in. The feed in the middle. Comes back on top. Long range shot. That's a three. Kiana Herrera makes it a one-point game at 14-13, 7:40 to go. And Benedictine has outscored Mid-America to the tune of 8-0 here in the second quarter. Shot from the baseline is up, no good. Rebounding it down again is going to be Weiser. Josie maybe playing her best game so far this season. The feed underneath. Herrera hits the bucket, and Benedictine has taken the lead. Kiana Herrera with five. It is 15-14 Lady Ravens. At 7:20 to go in the first half. Here's a three for Mid-America. In and out, no good. Herrera with the rebound, and Benedictine taking it back the other way. Up the floor, the basketball is going to come out. Kramer crosses at the middle, falling away. The shot is up underneath it. Won't go in for Reigns. Way too hard. Went completely over the rim, and Mank is taking a timeout. We'll take a break with Coach Lewis once again. This time it's 6:58 to go in the opening half, and the Lady Ravens have roared back. It's Benedictine 15, Mid-America 14.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in Olathe, Kansas this afternoon. The Benedictine Lady Ravens struggling in the opening quarter of the ball game. Have kind of turned the tide. Leading now, 15-14. Mid-America coming out of a second timeout. Comes up the floor of the basketball. They'll have it up top side to Gonzalez. Here's a three launch. In and out, no good. Rebound on the floor. Battle four, scrum four. Now tied up, and jump ball. Possession, Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to have it in play. From the backcourt, and it'll be Twyla Karras-Quillo to do the inbound work. Twyla on the floor gets it to Kennedy Nicholson, who's also back in for Coach Folsom. The feet to the top of the key. Jacobs gets it back to range. She'll cut into the lane, feeds back across to Jacobs, who has the ball. It's just taken away from her. And now the official's going to say, not taken away cleanly, a jump ball. Possession coming back to Mid-America. 6:26 to go in the second quarter. Mid-America still has not scored a point in the second quarter. The Lady Ravens have come back from trailing by as many as 7. Let me fix that, as many as 9. Here's a shot from underneath. It is up. It is good. Plus one. So Mancy has just come into the game. She'll hit that bucket. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game for Jennifer Jacobs, who immediately comes out of the game. So you've got Riley Wade, Michaela Bauman, Twyla Karras-Quillo. You've also got Aaliyah Raines. This free throw's up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla. And on top is Kennedy Nicholson. Here comes Benedictine. Off the missed free throw. Lady Ravens trailing in the ballgame now, 16-15. We're just over 6 minutes to play in the first half. Twyla will take another right side, drives down the lane, comes back on the top. Kennedy, she'll launch the running three wide to the right side. Doesn't draw the rim, doesn't draw the backboard, flies out of bounds, untouched. And it'll be brought back in by Mid-America. You can see Kennedy's eyes. She's just frustrated with how that shot went. Hands on her hips. Her teammates are coming up trying to get that out of her head and having her refocus on what's going on out here. 5:49 to go in the half. Mid-America has the ball, leading it by a single point. Top side with it is going to be Siebel. Gets it over to Bettis. She'll drive to the left, kicks it over to the wing, thinking about the three, and then changing her mind. It's going to be Gonzalez. They run a little motion. Back it comes to Pettis. She'll go for the long two. Drains it. Brianna Pettis has four. It's 18-15. Mid-America by three. 5:20 to go in the half and rolling along. BC in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Mid-America in the home white with navy blue. Skip pass comes out on top. Bauman goes in. Left-handed layup. Not good. An ill-taken shot. Not well conceived and poor opportunity to make that thing go in. Mid-America coming out with an easy rebound and quick to the back on offense, leading by three. Around to the right side is going to be Seabold. She'll drive in, miss the shot. BC rebounds it down, and still, these two teams are not shooting well. Benedictine has improved a lot. They're up to 24%. Mid-America is at 24.1, so not a big difference here. Driving in, Twyla fires one up way too hard. It hits the backboard. Never hit the rim, went up from the left side, hit the backboard, went beyond the rim on the right side. Mid-America back down the floor with it. You get the feeling that some of these shots are more thrown at the baskets and shot at the basket. Here's a shot from underneath for Mid-America. An easy two for Manthi, and she's got four. 20-15, and after Benedictine rolls off 10 unanswered, Mid-America has rolled off 6 with no Raven response. 4:11 to play in the half. 20-15, Lady Pioneers. Here's a shot blocked out of the hands of Raines. It'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first half. BC looking slow and a little flat-footed out there. Seems like a little inspiration would be good. One of these players is going to have to step up. But now a pass in the middle is, again, just wasted, thrown into the middle of three defenders. No Benedictine players near the basketball, and Mid-America is going to come back up the floor with it. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. Pioneers take the ball off on top. It's going to be Pettis with it. Over to the right side, looking for the shot. Not there. It's going to come back out on top. Gonzalez back over to the left side. Gets it to Seabold. Seabold will drive, lose the handle, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound is on the floor, and we're going to say it's out of bounds. Yep. To Benedictine. Back into the game comes Josie, Allie Kramer, and Kiana Herrera. Coach Folsom doing a really nice job rotating players in and out, trying to look for that combination that works for him. And he had one in there a little bit ago that was working, but of course you can't leave him in there the entire game. He had to move them in and out. 3:20 to go in the half. Benedictine with the ball down five. Here's Josie. She's having a great game. Pulls up, jump shot, two more. Josie! Kramer has, what, 10 points now. 20-17. Here's a set shot. Nope. Rebounded down by the Lady Ravens. Karis Quillo comes up with the ball, and Kramer up the floor, back over to the right side to Kennedy. Kennedy's pass to the right block is going to be slapped out of bounds as Ariel Sargent just reaches around Herrera to knock it away and out of play. Benedictine with 20, resettle the shot clock, will be putting it in play at their baseline. Looking in, they'll bring it over to Josie on the right side. Now into the corner, driving the feed in the middle, try the shot block, and there's a foul. Nice assist in the middle by Kramer. The foul is going to be on Ariel Sargent. It'll be her first in Mid-America. Are you ready for this? That's a first foul by Mid-America, not just in this quarter, but in this game. Coming to the line for Benedictine, Twyla. Free throw, no good. Lady Ravens are 0 for 3 at the free throw line now in this opening half. Within 3 at 2:48 to go in the half. Second one is on its way and knocks it in. First point of the ball game for Twyla. It is 20-18. Mid-America at 2:45 to go before the half. Yeah, you're looking at the scoreboard, you're saying low scoring? I'm saying, yeah, you're right. Pioneers will feed it over to the left side. Back off on top. BC stays with their player. Defense accelerating down the left side of the lane. Now they'll dump it on top with a three-point shot. Sent sails, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Allie Kramer. She'll race up the court, guarded by Pennis, and she brings it up. Crossover behind her back pass. Cuts over to the right side and reaching in. A silly foul by Ariel Sargent, and she will quickly pick up her second foul of the game. Back into the Mid-America lineup is going to come Vanda Kuamba. Vanda's really, she's been very, very good. Ravens will bring it in, and it comes out on top to Kennedy. To Twyla at the free throw line. Ravens backing in. Twyla, and as she turns to shoot the ball, reaching in, we're going to have a foul called on Kuamba. It'll be her first, and quickly, team foul three for the Lady Pioneers. Out of the game comes Ariel Sargent. 2:15 to go in the half. Benedictine within two, putting the ball in play at their offensive baseline. Kramer brings it in over to Josie. Josie, little one-hand push pass to the left side. Kramer looks it into the middle and a big collision. No foul call. Josie on the floor. No whistle. Now the break to the other end of the floor. What a shot block on the backcourt side by Kiana Herrera. Absolutely spectacular. No foul. Clean block out of bounds. Kiana Herrera. Man, that was nice. A 5'11 freshman from Bishop LeBlanc. 2 minutes to go in the half. Mid-America with the ball up a pair. They'll drive baseline in the traffic. No room. Comes out on top. That may have been a travel. The feet across. Batted away over to the left side to Gonzalez. Out on top. Here's a three. It's online and good. 3-point shot for Aubrey Rogers. It'll be her first points of the game. 23-18. Mid-America with a minute 37 to go in the first half. Ravens come right side to Josie. Gonzalez playing her on the player defense. Back it goes to Twyla. Off the window and gets it. Karis Quillo. Her third point. 23-20. And a minute 22 to go. First half. Right now these two teams just going back and forth now. Accelerating, driving into the lane. And nobody getting in front of Brianna Pettis. She's got a half dozen. 25-20. Just over a minute to go before halftime. Game has gone quick. We've had not a lot of free throws. Not a lot of points. BC comes back out on top to Josie. Right side, Twyla. Shot clock at 13. Twyla steps into the lane. Goes up. Can't get it. Rebound. Battle for Mid-America pulls it down. Here come the Pioneers. It's going to be Pettis down the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Now back out on top. And that's going to be over and back. And they're just going to let it go out of bounds. 39 seconds to play in the first half. Right in front of us now, we've got Coach Folsom covering his team up a little bit, telling him what he wants them to run here. They're down only by 5. Weiser putting it in, yes. Putting it right in front of Coach Lewis. They won! Tiana!
Coach Lewis slides down there really in the ear of this very young official. And a feed underneath to Josie. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound. Minnebrinka, they're going to call Josie for a foul. They say she reaches in. And that'll be her first foul of the game. Benedictine, team foul two of the second quarter. The shot clock and game clocks are now separated by 1 second. Riley Wade at the scorer's table. I'm not certain that she's going to get into the game. Way out on top. Holding it up, Gonzalez. This is going to go for the final shot of the half. Mid-America will go in leading 5-5 at least. The swing will go over to the left side to Pettis. She looks in the middle. Kwamba on the floor. Drives in. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Benedictine with two. With one. Herrera from midcourt. Won't go in. It's halftime in Olathe. We'll be back at Sunrise opening half for you as they go to the locker rooms. It's Mid-America 25. Benedictine 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here in Olathe, Kansas, ladies teams have gone to the locker room and at intermission, Benedictine leads Benedictine 25-20. A recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the Lady Pioneers, it will find pretty balanced scoring. Nobody really running away with anything. It's Brianna Pettis, Trell Sean Smith, each with a half a dozen. Four in the opening half for Mackenzie Mathy. It's a 3-point half for Aubrey Rogers, and then two apiece, Jordan Gonzalez, Vanda Kuamba, and Ariel Sargent. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, great first half for Josie Weiser. She came out shooting, has 10 as they go to the locker room. It falls into Kiana Herrera with 5, 3 for Twyla Karis Quiddle, and Riley Wade with 2. You'll notice no scoring from the Benedictine perimeter in this game. One or a couple of 3-point shots by Josie, but the 1 and 2 not getting any scoring yet here this evening or this afternoon. Fouls? No deal at all. Mid-America's committed 3 in the game, 2 on Sargent. Benedictine has committed 4 in the game, 2 on Jennifer Jacobs, who, by the way, has not scored a point yet in the game, in spite of being the Ravens' second-leading scorer this season, averaging almost 11 a game. Guys, teams are out of the court warm enough. Don't forget, we're going to have the men's game coming up after this one. So, an exciting afternoon of college basketball on Care Radio. That all said, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half of the ladies' game and then the guys' game at about 4. But right now, with the halftime score, Mid-America's Lady Pioneers 25, Benedictine 20. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio where he has prepared for you a most delightful halftime.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Banks has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I guess it's good mid-afternoon. Anyway, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you right now as they're on the road at Mid-America Nazarene. And coming up on Monday night, we've got a rare Monday night game as Benedictine will be at Missouri Valley. Again, the women's teams will take to the court at 5:30. The men's teams will take to the court at 7:30. Tuesday, we have basketball tournaments for high school sports at Valley Falls. We've got JCN versus Jeff West at 6 o'clock. As the schedule stands right now, we've got Perry and Valley Falls at 7:30. Wednesday, we have another rare event. We've got a Wednesday night sports look. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene at Sports Look. Join us immediately following the 5 o'clock news report this Wednesday. Now, normally it's Thursday, right about 5:15 to 5:20. Because Thursday night, we've got Benedictine basketball again, as the Ravens are on the road again at Evangel. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the women's game. The men should take to the court about 7:30. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball as we will be at the Valley Falls tournament. As it stands now, we've got a 6-8 p.m. game for ACCHS versus Oskaloosa and 7:30 Valley Falls versus Rossville. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as we've got BC versus Park. Games start at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a couple of finals to first report. Clark beat Peru State 73-51. It was William Penn over Evangel 64-58. At the half, we've got Central Methodist leading Missouri Valley 38-33. In this game, we've got the Mid-America Nazarene team leading Benedictine 25-20. Graceland is trailing Grandview 47-16. And in the Baker Park game, with 12 seconds left in the half, we've got 28 points for Baker. Park's sitting at 25. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Taking a look at men's scores right now in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, I just have a couple of finals to report. It was Peru State at 28 points over Clark's 24. And the these are games just beginning. We've got 5 minutes and 18 seconds left in that game. In the Evangel game, they have not actually started the clock yet. We'll be joining Tom Kautz after a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group. Member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Highs level off around 48 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows sit down to about 34 tonight, cloudy skies. Highs around 55 tomorrow. Highs level off around 56 Monday, under partly cloudy skies. 46 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 47.7 degrees. The winds are out of the south at about 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 51%. Barometric pressure steady at 28.99. Our dew point is sitting at 31 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 42. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Olathe, Kansas, where we're just a couple of minutes away from the onset of the second half of the ladies' game. The first of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon, Benedicta trailing Mid-America at halftime, 25-20. With Joseph producing and engineering, doing news, weather, sports, whatever needs done. I think he's going to paint the trim on a building, maybe if the sun stays out, I don't know, maybe. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Here's the deal. Benedictine started off slowly. I mean, they trailed by 9 at the end of the opening quarter. Caught fire a little bit in the second.
outscored Mid-America, 15-9. Took, in fact, a lead of 1 point for a moment about midway in the second quarter. This has been a pretty close ball game. And for the Ravens, their shooting percentage has eked up a little bit. They were at 25% in the opening quarter. They're up now to 26%. From the out, from a, rather, they were 12% and are now up at 25. They were 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 8 now from 3-point land. And for Benedictson, the difference has been the defense, okay? They have just been absolutely outstanding on defense. Here's the deal. Benedictson has, again, shot 25.8%. Mid-America shooting 26%, 10 of 38 shooting. But from the outside, Lady Pioneers are 1 of 12, 8% from the outside. Benedictson has really been doing a nice job of trying to deny them those shots. Rebounding, Lady Ravens with a 29-24 advantage. Then we get set to go to the second quarter. There's no player on either team in any kind of a foul trouble. It's just a simple matter of which team comes out and establishes itself. I think that each team has had moments of playing good basketball. Mid-America started off the game that way. Benedictine came back and had that surge in the middle where they took the lead for a moment. Mid-America pushed back to retake the lead going in at halftime, but neither team has been the dominant one in the first half. The team that does that in the second half wins this one today. Again, Benedictine is 6-10 and 3-7 in the conference. Mid-America is 10-5, 7-3 in hard play. Here we go. It will be for both teams the original starting five. Mid-America with Gonzalez, Pettis, Smith, Kuamba, and Sargent. For Benedictine, Italy, Kramer, Weiser, Carrasquillo, Jacobs, and Rain. Holding in position will award the basketball to the Lady Ravens, and we're back underway. Benedictine gets it to Rain. She'll drive into the lane, goes up, hits the side of the backboard, missed the shot. Just drove in and misjudged her location on the floor. Didn't get a decent look at the rim at all, and back up with it will come Mid-America. Around to the left side, it's going to go Smith. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Shot rejected by Josie. But Smith is going to come up with her own rebound. Shot clock is at 17-16. The feed to the left side. Here's Kuambo. Goes up, and we're going to have a foul on Jacobs. And Jennifer's gotten herself in trouble now. That'll be her third foul. Jacobs had a foul in the first quarter. Didn't play a lot. Second quarter, didn't play a lot. Now one in the third quarter, coming out again already. So she is continuing to be scoreless today and is not having her best outing. She's gotten in that foul trouble, keeping her off the floor. Here's a feed to the middle of Kuambo. Hook shot, nope, rebound, Twyla. Benedictine up floor with a basketball. By the way, Riley Wade has come in to take the place of Jennifer Jacobs going out with that third foul. Around to the right side is Kramer, kicks it back. Carrasquillo has it knocked out of her hands, and Twyla turns it over. Back the other way with the basketball will come Mid-America. Pass comes out on top to Sargent. She'll feed it over to the left side, into the lane. The shot knocked away. Rebounding it back down, Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens. Kramer out on top. Twyla knocked to the floor. Josie goes three, doesn't hit it. Rebound underneath is going to be slapped around. Saved down low. BC will rescue the basketball. That was just great hustle by Riley Wade. Riley wants it. Riley takes a shot. Won't hit it. Wide to the right. Doesn't draw iron. Both of these teams have had a real problem shooting from the outside. And I don't mean ones that hit the rim and have a long carom and just kind of bounce away. I'm talking about shots that don't hit anything. 8:29 point of the game. 27-20 with 8:19 to go. Kwame did a nice job of dropping his shoulder, shoving in, getting herself some separation. Here comes Josie with it. Ravens back up the floor. Reigns has the ball on top. She'll drive left, goes into the lane, little underhand shot. It's up and in, counted plus one. And Aaliyah Reigns will have her first point of the afternoon. Coming at 8:05 to go in the third quarter. 27-22 with a free throw coming up. Mid-America will run Rachel Siebold into the game and bring out Trelshawn Smith. Coming to the line for the free throw, it's going to be Aaliyah Reigns. Long, hard look at it. Puts it in. Reigns with three. And it is 27-23. Benedictine down by four. Inside eight to go in the third quarter now. Lady Pioneers first to the left side, then to the right. Go all the way around the edge. Look into the middle. There's no room there. Comes back on the top to Sargent. Skip pass over to the left side to Kuambo. Tries to back in. No room. Back it comes to Cuomo. This time she'll drive into the lane, dump it over to the cutter across the baseline, out on top to Sargent. Tries to shake Briley, puts up a long three. Nope. Rebounding it down. Twyla, here comes Benedictine. Josie. Ravens with the 3-on-2. Right side is going to be Wade. Back out on top, it'll come to Kramer. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing by 4. Weiser will take it, work it around to the left side in front of the Benedictine bench. Riley Wade goes all the way in and up and scores. Riley Wade. 27-25 at 7:17 to go. Third quarter. Back around to the left side with it. It's going to be Pettis, and we got a blocking foul on Kramer. The foul is going to be on Allie. It will be her first foul of the afternoon. Benedictine team foul 2 in the third quarter. And Mid-America is going to take Cuombo out of the game, and into the game will come Allison French. French is a 5'11" junior from Clinton. We mentioned earlier she transferred in from Central Methodist, where Coach Davis has brought in a lot of transfer students. So some of his previous athletes probably looking for a place to land. Here's a drive across the feed into the middle of Paul Zeus for a moment. Picked up, shot is up, no good. And Twyla with another rebound. Terrence Quillo will sweep down the board, and Benedict will run. Left side, the shot is up, and Reigns can't get it to fall. Reaches in, ties up the ball, jump ball. Looking at Twyla's numbers, that is her 7th rebound of the afternoon. Leads Benedict in rebounds. Got 3 points to go with them and 1 assist. 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Mid-America still hanging on by 2. Has the ball. Top side is going to be knocked out of Zeebo's hand. She's able to recover it. Push pass over to the left side to Gonzalez, who's back in. Kennedy Nicholson running to the scorer's table now. Also coming up here is going to be Herrera. Shot from the outside. No good. Twyla with another board. Her 8th. Ravens are also going to bring Michaela Bauman in. Shot from underneath. It's up and good. And Benedictine ties the game on the layup by Aaliyah Reigns. 27-27. We're starting over with 6:06 to go in the third. The feed will go into the middle for Mid-America. Nothing doing there. Ravens player defense doing a nice job. Now the ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Reigns. Here she comes, weaving down the floor. Goes a little look-away pass. Turnaround shot, won't fall. Rebound on the floor. Josie has it, covers it up. I think they're going to call a foul or a timeout. Are we going to get timeout? We are. So the Ravens are going to maintain possession and quickly coming to his team's rescue. Coach Folsom calls a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break with Benedictine at 5:45 to go. We're in the third quarter in Olathe. Lady Ravens, Lady Pioneers, we're deadlocked at 27.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hey, welcome back to Olathe. Benedict puts the ball in play. The driving shot is up again. Riley Wade with 6, and Benedictine is back in front. It's 29-27, Lady Ravens, with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. This is the second time that Benedictine has led today. It is their largest lead of the day. And now a hook shot from the middle is going to be up and in. And Mid-America ties it up again on the back of by Brianna Pettis. 29-29. Here's BC out on top. 5:10 to go in the third. Ravens have it at the point. It's going to be knocked away. Herrera loses it. Trying to scramble for the ball. It's going to be picked up by Mid-America. They'll kick it over to the left side of Gonzalez. Dumps it down to the baseline where the three is way too strong. Rebounding it is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. She'll pick it up off the dribble and race it into the forecourt. Nicholson from Goddard, Kansas, out of Eisenhower High School. Brings it off on top to Bauman. Michaela dumps it over to the left side. Back off top side. It's going to come. Again, it'll go to Kennedy. Nicholson, one-hand push pass on top. Reigns at the free throw line. Riley, down to the left. The three, no. Rebound, BC. In traffic underneath. It's going to be slapped away. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. Penticton is going to have it in play with 19 seconds on the shot clock and 4.5 to play here in the third quarter. Kennedy looking to get that shot to drop. It didn't in the last game, and so far today, she's 0 for 5 shooting the ball. The feed comes into the lane, dropping her hand. The shot goes up, not looking even at the rim. Herrera couldn't get it to fall. Back up with the Wacom at Mid-America. Now it's the Pioneers' opportunity to retake the lead. Here's a fall away, two. No. Rebound out of bounds, Raven basketball. And it was not a pretty shot by Aubrey Rogers. I've seen a lot out of Aubrey today, the freshman from Olathe East High School, another hometown girl. Benedictin coming up the court. 4 minutes to play in the third. On the left side, Riley Wade. Swings it over to Rain. Aaliyah comes back out on top. Gets it to Bauman. Michaela's pass in the middle. Now she'll dish it back to the left side. Bit of a head fake. Works to the baseline. Goes into the lane. Turnaround jumper from there. Counted for Kiana Herrera. Kiana has 7. Benedictin back up. 31-29. 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Again, very, very low-scoring contest today. Shooting percentages for both teams are around 25%. Benedictine actually has pushed theirs up to near 30 now. Little hook pass underneath. The lamp is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be tipped out. Saved by the Lady Pioneers. Now the cross-court pass is stolen. Riley Wade comes up with a basketball, and here comes Nicholson. Benedict with a basketball, leading it by a pair. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Top side, Aaliyah Raines. Slides to the right. Works it all the way to the wing. Comes out on top. Nicholson going three. Off the mark, wide left. The rebound underneath. The follow shot. Up, won't go in, but a foul called. And free throws coming up here for Benedictine. Coming to the line is going to be Riley Wade. Riley with a half a dozen points in the game, but she is 0-for-2 at the free throw line today. Raines is going to check out for a little bit, and coming back into the game for BC will be Allie Kramer. 2:56 to go. You're in the third quarter. Heart of America Athletic Conference Women's College Basketball. The free throw, no good. Wade is 0-for-3 at the free throw line. Benedictine still leads by 2. Riley steps up there. Look at it. Sends it up and way short. Over 4 at the free throw line, Riley Wade. Better shooter than that. 2:50 to go in the third quarters. Pioneers bring it up the floor, down only 2. Trying to drive in. Skip pass down low. Batted away. It's on the floor. Herrera is able to steal it away. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to run. Bringing it up the court. It's going to be Allie Kramer. She'll weave over to the right side. Get run into. Twist an ankle. And we're going to take a timeout. Let's take a break. 2:37 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine 31, Mid-America 29.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Back with you here in Olathe, Kansas, as a trainer for Mid-America goes out to offer some aid and assistance and then goes away. And Coach Folsom helps Allie Kramer off the floors. What she'd done is twisted the ankle. You could see it as she was coming up. The defender had cut in front of her. She kind of puts on the brakes, and the ankle just kind of moved a little sideways. Not like you want to see it go. She's over here on the near side in a chair at the end. And I'm sure they will put some, ice and pressure and elevation and all of that going on. Here comes Mid-America up the floor with the basketball. 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Pioneers have the ball. Benedictine leads by 2. Out on top. Here's the 3. That thing's online, and it's off the window. It was way too strong by Aubrey Rogers, but she'll get her 2nd 3 of the game. And that's what you got to do. You just got to shoot. Shooters shoot. It's 32-31 at Mid-America. 2:11 to go in the third. And the Ravens go from up 2 to -1. Here's a 3 for Josie.
won't fall. Rebound, Mid-America. Pioneers coming up the court with the basketball. Josie's, what, 2 for 6 three-point shooting in the game, but leads Benedictine with 10 points. Here's a little turnaround shot, 15-footer, no good. Benedictine rebounds it down. Keon Herrera comes up with a basketball and into the forecourt with it, BC. Nicholson goes left side, Wade. Out on top, Weiser. Josie's been having a good game, starts to the right side, kicks it over. Kennedy will go three, can't get that with a ball. The rebound is on the floor. Mid-America's going to pick it up and clear it away. Up with the basketball, it's going to come Smith. She'll dump it over to the right side. Now the feet across the lane. The kick back, and it's going to be lost by Mid-America. A travel with a basketball, and Lady Ravens are going to get it back. Talk about back. Back into the game for Benedictine will come Jennifer Jacobs. Also back into the game will come Aaliyah Raines. Raines and Jacobs come back in there. They'll be there with Nicholson and Wade and Weiser. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Ravens trail by one. Nicholson brings it up. Goes left side to Wade. The give and go underneath. Riley shot. No good. No foul called. Plenty of contact. Letting the play a little bit here today. Again, not a ton of fouls called. Driving down the left side. Spinning into the lane. Little hook shot is going to be up and missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson crosses over behind her back, changes directions, gets the ball into the forecourt, works it down the left side, takes it there to Josie. Weiser cuts back into the middle, hook pass over to the left side. Runner from the baseline, count it! The bucket for Kennedy Nicholson, her first of the game, that may have broken the ice. It is 33-32, Benedictine, 45 seconds to go in the third. Pioneers with it up top side, it's going to be Kuamba with it, kicks it over to Rogers, Aubrey ties it down the left side. Spinning, twisting, turning, shooting, and missed it. Rebound, Josie. Shot clock, game clock separated by 1 second as Kennedy comes into the forecourt, and her Lady Ravens lead it by one. 33-32. Raines has it on top to Riley. Wade gets it to Weiser. Back it comes to Nicholson. Coach on his feet right in front of me here saying, we're going to wind this thing down at 9 on the shot clock at 8. Remember the game clock 1 second beyond that at 5 now. Driving in, Aaliyah turns, shoots, gets it, Raines, a beautiful move into the lane. Aaliyah having a huge third quarter, and that will be the end of the third. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter in Olathe. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 35, Mid-America, 32.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome back. Doing a little bit of paperwork here as we go to the fourth quarter. Adding up a few scores, and we'll share those with you as Mid-America did not put much on the board in that third quarter. Benedictine had a great quarter, and particularly Aaliyah Raines. She had 7 in the quarter. All of her 7 have come in the game. Or in that quarter of the game. Herrera is at 7 points. Half a dozen for Riley Wade. 2 apiece for Nicholson and Karis Quilla, but 10 for Josie Weiser. For Mid-America, leading scorer is Brianna Pettis with 8. 6 apiece for Rogers and Smith. Here we go. Going to the fourth quarter in Olathe. The shooting has been the deal. Benedictine's shooting percentage continues to climb just little bits at a time. But Mid-America, only 2 of 15 from the outside. Benedictine, 3 of 14. So neither team exactly red hot. Driving in the middle, Raines, left-hand layup, missed it, and she gets fouled. She's coming to the line. The foul is on Bonda Kuamba. It is her second of the game and the first foul of the fourth quarter by Mid-America. Stepping to the line for Benedictine is Aaliyah Raines. We mentioned Aaliyah with 7 points in that third quarter, 1 of 1 at the free throw line tonight. Free throw here won't go. I keep saying tonight, I understand it's afternoon. I can look at my clock, but I can't see outside. And so used to night games. I,
I apologize for that, but it is mid-afternoon. The second free throw, perfect. 8 points for Reigns. Benedictine extends its lead, 36-32. It is their largest advantage today. 9:40 to go in the game. Long way to go. Winnebago to the right side, but it is going to be Pettis. Comes off on top. Back over to the right side. The baseline three. It's in there. Count the bucket, Ariel Sargent. Her first three of the game. And it's 36-35. The Ravens leading it by one at 9:20 to go. Top side is going to be Wade. Back over to the right. The feed underneath to Jacobs. Jennifer drives into the lane, loses the handle, picks it up, comes out on top to Kennedy. Nicholson thinking about the three. Doesn't go to Riley right side. 13 of the shot clock. Ravens running a little motion. Wade wants to get it inside. Gets it there. Jacobs on the give and go. Reigns in trouble. Goes up. Gets thrown to the floor. Two more free throws for Reigns. This time the foul is going to be whistled on to Brianna Pettis. It is her first foul of the afternoon. And a team foul two in the fourth quarter by Mid-America. At the line for Benedictine, Aaliyah Reigns. She'll take her time and eye this one up. The deep knee bend and the free throw is good. This free throw can get Aaliyah into double-figure scoring as Twilight at the free throw line, or at the scorer's table now. It is on its way. Got it! 10 for Reigns. 38-35 at Benedictine. 8:50 to go. Wade will come out for Benedictine. Kuamba out of the game for Mid-America, and they're going to bring Mackenzie Maffey into the game. They're going to go a little more perimeter shooting here with 8:50 to play in the contest. 38-35 BC. 50 wins this one today. Here's a little backdoor pass, and the easy layup is going to be up and in. Ariel Sargent having a big quarter. That is her fifth in the quarter, seventh in the game. 38-37 again. Benedictine's lead trimmed to one at 8.5 to go. Josie Weiser rockets around the left side, drives all the way to the baseline, dribbles it back off on top, feeds down into the lane. The turnaround shot by JJ up. She gets knocked to the floor, coming to the line. Jennifer Jacobs, and there's another foul in the middle by Brianna Pettis. Pettis had plenty of fouls to give. Those are only her first and second of the game. It'll be team foul three of the fourth quarter for Mid-America. Benedictine has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. And at the line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Jennifer Jacobs, looking for her first point today. Does not get it. Benedictine at the free throw line is 5 of 11 today. Now 5 of 12. And this one makes them 6 of 13. Jacobs is on the board. And the Lady Ravens lead 39-37. 8:20 to go. Randles will take it back around to the right side. That's going to be Charles Sean Smith. She looks it off on top to Pettis. Pettis squares up. She's just going to put up the two-handed shot. That's an air ball. It hits the bottom of the net as it shoots beneath the goal and out of bounds on the fly. Back up court with it will come BC. Here comes Kennedy. Nicholson will bring it up. Works to the left side. Back over to the right now. The feed underneath again to Jennifer. She'll hook shot. Scores at Jennifer Jacobs. You get her in the middle. She is so, so accurate. 41-37 Benedictine. The shot from underneath missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Twyla. Has it knocked out of her hands and she gets fouled. And that is going to be the third foul of the fourth quarter by Brianna Pettis. Pettis coming off the floor. Very frustrated looking. Coach Lewis having a word with the official. She walks up the floor grinning. She knows what he's doing. There's no trickery, no surprise going on here. 7.5 to play. Nicholson down court with the four. Benedictine comes out on top. Reigns with the basketball. We're at 7.5 to go. And now inside that, out on top. Jacobs feeds underneath Twyla. Alone and scores. Jacobs and assist. Twyla carries Quillo with two more. That is her fifth point. Here's a shot for the right side. Did Coach Lewis get the TO before the shot? Yeah. They're going to give him the break. We're going to take it with him. But right now, with time out of the court, we have 7:15 to play in the women's game. It is Benedictine, 43, Mid-America, 37.
Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. Is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 7.
What a back-and-forth game this has been. Each team with leads and trading them back and forth. Neither team has been able to put together a really substantial advantage. But this Lady Raven lead at 43-37, up 6, is the largest lead by Benedictine today. Mid-America led at the end of the opening quarter by 9 at 14-5. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering in the Camp Radio Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here. Coming out of the timeout, Mid-America will have 24 on the shot clock and be putting it in play right in front of the Pioneer bench. Putting it in is going to be Jordan Gonzalez. She'll bring it in up top side to Mancy. Goes to the right. Losing a handle of ball. No travel. No whistle. Back out on top is going to come. It's going to be Rachel Seabold. She'll try to drive in. Cut off there. Bings it over to Sargent. She'll fade away. Shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Hands it over to Kennedy and Nicholson into the forecourt. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a half a dozen with 6:50 to play. Thompson is going to go to Jacobs. Back over to the left, Weiser. She's having a great game. The feet underneath, range, turns, twists, shoots, missed it. Rebound, gets her own, goes back up. And there are bodies all over the floor. Let's see what the call is going to be. Is the official going to look at Benedictine? And they're going to call a foul on Reigns. Reigns fouled while lying on the floor with the player landing on top of her. And that's not easily done. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Aaliyah Reigns. The first foul of the fourth quarter by Benedictine. Reigns literally fouled her by lying on the floor and allowing the Mid-America player to fall on top of her. Here comes Mid-America. Over to the left side, it's going to be Seabold. Tries to back in. Cut off there. Driving in. The shot goes up. No good. They'll get a Benedictine foul. And it is going to be on Kennedy. So Nicholson will have her first foul of the game. And Benedictine's second fourth quarter foul. 6:27 to go in the game. And for Mid-America, a welcome opportunity to score with no time getting away. Rachel Seabold is at the line. She has not scored today. Seabold, as the gym grows quiet, puts the first one up, and it rolls around and in. One more shot coming up. She's a 5'7" senior from Shawnee Mission Northwest High School. That's the Cougars, right? I think that's right. Here's the second free throw. It'll roll around. It'll go in as well. She'll get them both. It's 43-39. And we've got 6:25 to go. Benedictine up the floor. It'll come here to Josie. Weiser drives right side, goes across underneath, kicks it over to Reigns. Thought about the three, then didn't. Comes out on top. Nicholson slides right, comes off the screen by Twyla, brings it back top side. Jacobs, shot clock at 10. Nicholson with it on the right side. Feeds underneath. Twyla, what a pass, and Twyla misses the layup. Point blank, uncontested layup. Beautifully put in there as a pass, and Benedictine does not capitalize with 5:55 to go. Back up with it will come Mid-America. Trelshawn Smith, top of the key, slows it down, guarded by Reigns. Now we'll work off the screen, goes to the left side, all the way down to the baseline, falls away, puts the shot up and in. Nicely done by Trelshawn Smith, and she's got 8. The Benedictine lead is trimmed to 2. 43-41 at 5.5 to go. BC in the forecourt, and topside with it is going to be Nicholson. Remember, Benedictine is not going to have Allie Kramer back out here this afternoon. They were wrapping her ankle, but I'm pretty sure that she's not going to be back out anymore today. Here's Twyla topside, right side to Kennedy. She'll go three, needs it, doesn't get it. Rebound at Mid-America. Kennedy has struggled from the outside today where she is 0-for-7, three-point shooting. 5 minutes to play in the game. Two-point Benedictine lead. Mid-America back out on top with it. It's going to be Smith. Feet to the right side. The layup is up and in. No, wave it off.
Ravens are going to take a timeout as they're going to get the ball in play in the backcourt. And Joseph, let's take a break. What do you say? We've got 4 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the game here in Olathe. Lady Ravens, 43, Mid-America, 41.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Welcome back. 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play in this women's college basketball game, and Benedictine will be putting it in play from the backcourt. And now Mid-America, who trails by 2, is going to apply full court pressure on the inbound play. They're going to defend all the way up the floor. Into the lineup for BC, we're going to find Kiana Herrera back in. Into the forecourt with the basketball comes Rain. She'll get it out on top of Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy locked in and running the ball, clip of the 1. There's Reigns with it, off the screen, drives left, goes in, head fakes, twists around, 360, shot is up, no good, missed the short one. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Mid-America. They got a chance to tie with a 2, take a lead with a 3. Down the floor they come, out on top of it, it's going to be Manthe. Over to the left side, they'll drive baseline, cut all the way across, fade away for 12, right side, good, we're deadlocked. The shot is up by Allison French, her first point of the game, and we're tied at 43. 4:15 to go, starting over here in Olathe. Benedictine up the floor. Lob pass over to the left side to Rain. Ravens have missed some easy shots that you cannot afford to miss on the road, and particularly against a good team on the road. Underneath Jacobs, shot up too strong. Rebounding back down Mid-America. Pioneers with a chance to take a lead here with Trell Sean Smith into the forecourt. Goes left. Gonzalez launching 3. Not even close. Rebound Benedictine. They're going to get Riley back into the game. Riley Wade has been a good influence on his team here today, and also coming back in is Josie. They've each had excellent afternoons. Down to the baseline, Brains can't get rid of it, gets it back to Jacobs, over to the left side, Herrera, Thompson, Nicholson, BC moving the ball around. Here's a shot from the top, it's long and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Mid-America, Benedictine with a poor shot selection there, and we're 3:20 to go in the game. Still tied at 43 as Mid-America will walk into the forecourt and down the left side. It's going to be Trell Sean Smith. Takes it all the way to the baseline. It's up. It's in. Plus 1. The foul is going to be on Aaliyah Raines. It'll be her 3rd. It'll be Benedictine's 3rd of the 4th quarter. And Trell Sean Smith has 10 points, looking for 11. She's put Mid-America back in front. And the Pioneers are on a, what now, 45. They're on an 8-0 run right now. 3:16 to go. Benedictine has not scored in 4 minutes and 2 seconds. Trelshawn takes plenty of time, but she's good. Puts it in. Trelshawn Smith, 11 points. And it is 46-43 Mid-America. Ravens have been in a scoring drought of now well over 4 minutes. BC comes out topside. Riley Wade to Jacobs. Back it comes to Reigns. They feed underneath to Weiser, and it's going to be slapped away from her. There's a huge mismatch as Weiser is being guarded by Trelshawn Smith. Smith much smaller. They've got her listed at 5'8", probably 5'6", maybe. And Benedictine are going to be putting in a play back in again. Over to the right side, Reigns goes into the lane, turns, shoots, missed it. Rebound is going to be slapped down on top. Mid-America comes down with it, and we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on Jacobs, who just kind of went out of control, madly leaping after the basketball. She knows better, and she picks up her 4th foul tonight. Team fouls even at 4. Mid-America picked up 14 fouls before Benedictine had any, and then they just stopped. Mid-America has not had a foul in, what, 6 minutes? Pioneers in front by 3. Benedictine continues to be out of luck scoring. And here's a turnaround shot by Manthe. and the Lady Ravens. Offense is in the refrigerator. It is 48-43. BC in trouble with 2.5 to go. Bombs it out on top. Nicholson fades it over to the left side. Weiser accelerates to the baseline. Picked up there in trouble. Kicks it back. In the middle it goes to Jennifer. Jacobs loses it. She's stripped to the floor. No foul called, and there's one finally. Going headlong, kind of looking like a linebacker. We'll have a foul on Trelshawn. It is her first foul today, her third foul today. Benedictine will come to the free throw line. They have not been great there. This one is up and perfect, though. And Jennifer Jacobs is 2 of 3 at the free throw line and has 4 points. That is the first point Benedictine has scored in 5 minutes and 3 seconds. Second free throw, no good. Rebound saved by Weiser. And BC is going to rescue the ball. It is 48-44. Top side is going to be Raines. Left side to Weiser. Feeds underneath. Back and in. It'll come back on top. Jacobs goes to the baseline, loses the handle, and throws it away. Jennifer trying to dribble to the baseline. Throws it away, and the Ravens are going to go back on defense. Middlebury get a good spot now with less than 2 minutes of play, leading it by 4. Trelshawn Smith back up the court with it. Got a one-hand push pass right side to Manthe. They give and go to the right side, falling away. The shot is up, no good. We're going to have a foul against Benedictine. The call is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs, and she is done for the day. So Jennifer Jacobs is going to foul out with a minute 41 to go in the afternoon with 4 points. Coming to the free throw line for Mid-America is going to be Jordan Gonzalez. She's good. Free throws up and in. That is her third point this afternoon. Mid-America, the free throw line has been outstanding. They're 8 out of 9, 89%. That's the stripe today. Benedictine is 7 of 15. That's less than half. Free throws up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Raines, and she gets fouled by Gonzalo. Gonzalo's foul number one. But the thing is, both teams are now in the bonus, so we will walk to the other end of the court, where for Benedictine, Aaliyah Raines will come to the free throw line. Aaliyah did not score in the first quarter, did not score in the second quarter. She had 7 in the third, has 3 more here in the fourth. She is 4 of 5 at the free throw line with a couple of more free throws coming up here. The senior from Jeff West High School in Meriden. The shot is good. One more shot by Raines. Rattles home. Benedictine is back to within one possession at 49-46. And we've got a minute and a half to go. And Raines is going to be called for a foul on that close defense. Coming up the floor, Raines will have her fourth foul. And to the free throw line will come Mid-America. And back at the line again is going to come Trelshawn Smith. She's only 5 of 5 at the free throw line. Not like she's really good, right? She's outstanding. She's also patient. Free throw's good. Here's some of the fans counting it down behind us. With a minute 33 to go in the ball game, Mid-America goes back to a multiple possession lead in front at 50-46. One more shot coming up here for Smith. 1:33 to go. This one is on its way. She will hit that one also. She just does not miss. And here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens trying to go by 5 inside a minute and a half to go. Topside with it is Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy looking for some points today. Has only 2 in the game. Here's Raines. She'll go 3. No, wide right. Rebound at Mid-America. Benedictine shooting woes continue to vex them. With a minute 5 to play. Pioneers back into the forecourt. Gonzalez will slide over to the left side. Guarded by Weiser. Starts to the baseline.
puts it off on top, takes it there to Smith, and where's a minute to go? Smith will cut to the right side, go to the baseline, drop a shoulder, goes in and travels with a basketball. There you go. Back comes the Benedictson. Who's going to take a timeout? We're going to take it with them. What do you say, Joseph? We're down to 55 seconds to play. It's Mid-America 51, Benedictson 46.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We're in the last minute of the women's college game here this afternoon. You can summarize the problem with one small statement, not getting any points on the board. Benedictine here in this fourth quarter. In the last 6 minutes, the Lady Ravens have scored 3 points. That goes back to 7:15 to play in the game. We're now inside a minute. So there you go. In over 6 minutes, Benedictine has scored 3 points. Let's see who comes out on the floor. 55 seconds ago. Raven Bench verifying that they indeed still have one timeout remaining. You got Twyla is out there, and Aaliyah is out there. Josie Kennedy, Riley. That's a pretty good scoring group for BC. Remember, Jennifer Jacobs has fouled out of the game. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens will take it to the right side. Reigns drives baseline. Feeds in the middle. Twyla's layup missed again. She missed a bunny a little bit ago. Gets her own rebound here. Kicks it back out on top. Total left side. Reigns. She'll go three. Looks good. Perfect. Reigns with the big three-point shot. What a second half she's having. And we're going to get a Mid-America timeout. Let's take a break with them. We do have a game with 38 seconds to play. Mid-America 51, Benedictine 49.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Keep in mind that we've got the men's game coming up after this one, and it's probably going to get started pretty close to on time with an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off. But right now, with 38 seconds to play in the ladies' game, this one belongs to anyone. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch over here. It'll be Mid-America basketball. 38 seconds to play in the game. They're going to have 30 on the shot clock. As they will bring it in the forecourt right in front of the Pioneer bench, and out on top of it is going to come Mancy. She'll give it to Gonzalez, and the Ravens are going to make a quick foul. Josie will pick up the foul. Not an issue for her. Only the second foul of the ballgame for Josie Weiser. BC's going to bring Reigns back in, and as quickly as that, back out of the game is going to come Michaela Bauman. So a quick breather for Aaliyah Reigns, and coming to the line for Mid-America, Jordan Gonzalez. She is 3 points tonight, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. And I'm not sure exactly what's taking a little time. Are they resetting the clock? Yeah, they're going to set the clock at 35.5 seconds to play. Two free throws coming up for Gonzalez. First one's perfect. That makes it a 3-point lead. This next free throw, huge. It would make it, again, a 2-possession game. Second one, she'll get them both. It is 53-49. As Gonzalez hits them both, Benedictine's going to have to get up court and waste no time. 30 seconds, 29 seconds to go in the game. Lady Ravens with the ball, trailing it by four. Over to the right side. Reigns goes in and up, gets fouled. Not what Mid-America wanted to do. They would not like to let Benedictine score with no time coming off the clock. Time management crucial. The foul is going to be on Allison French. And at the stripe for BC, again, it's going to be Aaliyah Reigns. 53-49, Mid-America. Free throw? No. Aaliyah cannot get that one to fall. One more shot coming up. And again, one more free throw. And take it to a single possession Pioneer lead. Long look. This one up. In and out, no good. Rebound underneath. Twyla goes up. Missed it. Twyla's missed a number of just 2-foot, 3-foot shots here this afternoon. And now we're going to have a Benedictine foul. And Raven's in some trouble. Kennedy Nicholson will pick that one up. But this allows his Mid-America to go down the court, pushing what is already a 4-point lead to possibly even a half a dozen, and the clock down to 19 seconds. A couple of more free throws coming up for Gonzalez, who just hit two a moment ago, and she is now 3 of 4. That one is perfect. Not a big deal, that free throw. Frankly, not the next one either. BC is going to be looking for a couple of threes to tie this game up with very little time left. That one missing badly, and the rebound coming down to the Lady Ravens, and we're going to get a BC timeout. Benedictine will use its final timeout of the game. And we're going to take it with him, Joseph, with only 19 seconds left in the contest. Your score in Olathe, Mid-America 54, Benedictine 49.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
You can look at the numbers all over the place in this ball game, and if you're Mid-America, you're saying, man, if we'd hit any of our three-point shots today, we'd have an insurmountable lead, and that's probably true. If you're Benedictine, you'd say if we'd hit any reasonable number of our free throws, we would probably be in the lead right now. And again, that would also be probably true. Mid-America is 3 of 18 from the outside, hitting 16% of their three-point shots. Conversely, Benedictine, 9 of 19 at the free throw line. They've missed 10 free throws in the game, and they trail right now by 5. Pioneers already out on the court. Of course, the shot clock is off with 19 seconds to play. And Benedictine coming out of their final timeout. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson and Josie Weiser with Riley Wade, Twyla Karras-Quillo, and Aaliyah Reigns. Here we go. BC puts it in. Not a lot of time to be standing around. Reigns will drive in, back in. They got to have threes. Here's Josie. Puts it on the floor, backs away, launches a three in traffic. It won't go in. Rebound is on the floor. This game is going to be done as the ball is going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. It'll be Mid-America basketball, and it's going to be a tough-fought win for the Pioneers at home here this afternoon. They'll put it in play in the backcourt. Benedictine is going to be pressing. But for Mank, if they just launch it into the other end of the court, they'll be in pretty good shape, you think. And now we're going to get Coach Lewis utilizing a timeout. Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. What do you say? Because with 7 seconds to play in the game, let's see what it is all about. The bottom line is, I think that by doing this, they can accelerate where they're going to inbound the basketball. 7 seconds of play. Pioneers by 5. And again, Benedictine, in the last 7 minutes and 8 seconds, have scored, 6 points. They went from 43 at 7:15. They're now at 49 with 7 minutes to play. Low-scoring ball game. I think everybody probably might have suspected it would be. Maybe not so low-scoring that Benedictine is not at 50 yet, but still not expecting this thing to really, really light the scoreboard up. Rebounds today. I'll tell you what, Benedictine has done a really marvelous job. 54 rebounds Me too. 54 rebounds. Mid-America's 42. This is when I want to be an assistant coach for John Lewis. If I'm up by 5 with 7 seconds to go, I'm full of brilliant ideas. But I got this going. And his assistant coach is standing. He's clear out on the floor. He's directing traffic. So there you go. It will be Mid-America ball. They'll be putting it in way down on the other end of the scorer's table. Looking it in. It'll come off on top to Trayshawn. She'll cut left, cut right, and that's going to do it. Your final score here today. Mid-America, 54, Benedictine, 49. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Olathe in an afternoon where neither team shot the ball particularly well. Mid-America was more successful at the free throw line, and that is probably the undoing of Benedictine here today as the Lady Pioneers win it this afternoon. 54-49. For Mid-America, one player in double-digit scoring, Trayshawn Smith with 13. For the Benedictine Ravens, double digits for Aaliyah Raines, who did not score in the first half, had a fabulous second half, 15 points, all of them in the second half for Raines, 10 points for Josie Weiser. She got all of her points in the first half, did not score a second half point for BC. Following them, it was 7-9 for Kiana Herrera, coming back from injury and participating, getting 7. 6 for Riley Wade today, 5 for Twyla Carasquillo, and Kennedy Nicholson with 2. Some good shooters on this team who just couldn't get it to fall today. Twyla was 2 of 9, and you know all of her shots are within probably 5 feet. You also are going to look up on the scoreboard and see Kennedy, a good shooter. She's 1 of 9 from the floor, including 0 for 6 three-point shooting on the afternoon. Benedictine ended up shooting 28%. Mid-America shot 30 from the outside, 3 of 18, so neither team doing very well. But at the free throw line, BC, again, missing 10 free throws this afternoon and lose the game by 5. Pioneers go to 11-5, 8-3 in the conference. Benedictine goes to 6-11 and 3-8. Stick around. We're going to have a little interlude, and we'll be back. It'll be the men's game as both Benedictine and Mid-America out of the court warming up. Final score again in the ladies' game. Lady Pioneers coming out on top, 54-49. We'll be back in the ladies' game, but first, we're kicking it back to the Care Radio Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.